640 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. In case you had not heard, there's this kind of percolating, bubbling, growing, concerning story involving Chilean immigrant workers who come here legally to work at ST Engineering Aerospace and have gotten suddenly laid off and are being put in a very difficult position because, you know, they move their whole families and lives here, and then all of a sudden they're out of jobs and they're not really getting good answers about why. Grace Resendez McCaffrey, who is a good friend, she's been on the wrap several times. We've had her on the show. She's the president of Latino Media Gulf Coast, and she joins us now. Grace, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So, this story is very concerning to me. If it were just some regular company, you know, companies do the things that they do. What makes this kind of a unique situation is all the public money, which has been poured into the project for the hangars at the airport that, of course, ST Aerospace is so, involved in. But before we kind of get into any of that, can you just tell us what happened? You know, you've talked with a lot of these folks. How did we get here? What's the actual story?
So a few weeks ago, they reached out to me. A group of workers contacted me to ask for a meeting where I sat with about six workers, former workers, that explained to me the situation that they had been laid off. And they're explaining to me that they're engineers, aerospace engineers, and they're working for ST Engineering. And they were very worried. They were very concerned, trying to explain to me their individual situations. And when I understood who the company was that they were working for, I think, you know, that's when it kind of hit us. This is something that the city needs to know about. And so as I started collecting information, doing a lot of fact-checking and stuff like that and digging into their individual statements, the common thread is that they were recruited from their country through a national campaign. They actually met the HR director that they know here, that they work for here, over there. And he was the one that, you know, told them all about Pensacola and what a great place it is and the jobs that they had here. They gave me a copy of, it's kind of like an advertorial, like a, it's an article, but promoting the job, announcements that they're making, these kind of job fairs that they're having at hotels and that kind of thing. And talking about they're looking to hire at least, you know, 100 workers with, under an H-1B-1 visa and explaining what this visa is. This is a renewal, annually renewable visa. And so the implications are that you're going to be here possibly up to 10 years, but at least 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they which makes sense. They're not doing this in their minds. They're not doing this simply for 1 year. They're expecting this is a long-term commitment. I mean, like at least one person actually just, you know, bought a house, like got a mortgage on a house approved, like with the week before they were terminated. Right.
Yeah. And so understand that these folks they're military servicemen. A few of them actually went ahead and went into retirement with their military careers to switch to this career with ST Engineering. Of course, brought their families and this kind of stuff.
So they actually left the military service in Chile to take this job opportunity in America working in this field. Go on.
Yeah, so... Yeah, and so trying to moving closer to their actual termination, they were told that they were getting suspended for an undefined amount of time.
Okay.
But that they would only get paid for 2 weeks. So essentially saying it could be 2 months, but we're only going to pay you for 2 weeks.
Kind of furloughed.
I think at
basically.
That point it's warm. Yeah. But there. I believe at that time is when the Department of Labor got involved, and there seemed to be some kind of change in that I'm not sure about this part, but they can't keep them on suspension without pay.
Okay.
So that's when they started firing them.
Okay. And so for people who don't know the H-1B-1 program, it's really tied to the employer. And if you're not tied to that employer, then what happens? Like, can you seek employment elsewhere? How does that work?
So you can seek employment, but you can't be employed until the new employer becomes your sponsor. And then there's an actual formality where you have to leave the country and come back again.
So even if they were to find employment in the field with somebody else, they'd have to go back to Chile to come back to America and get the new company to be the new sponsor. Is that right?
Yeah. Like I said, it's a formality. So, I mean, they would maybe go home and visit their family for a week and come right back.
Okay. We're talking to Grace McCaffrey. Hang on for just a second, Grace, because I think this is such a crazy story, and a lot of times we maybe wouldn't even talk about it much, but it's interesting from a human perspective, but also because ST is kind of like a private-public partnership with the city and the state and the county and everybody else. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Grace McCaffrey. By the way, I think it was the mayor paid you quite a compliment the other day, which I would say the same thing, because there are a lot of people that when they make claims on social media or even in front of the city council, you're kind of like, okay. But I know you're reliable. And he said the same thing. Like, it's Grace's, Grace, I trust her. I know she's going to do her facts and she knows what she's talking about. So at this point, they started firing them. And you said you had met her initially. There were six of them. How many are we talking about now?
So they had actually kind of formed a group amongst 40 of them. And then that week that we were going to speak to the city council about this, another five had been dismissed.
So 45.
And
how many workers are there from Chile working between the Mobile and the Pensacola operations for ST?
It's my understanding there's about 100 here in Pensacola and 200 in Mobile, and they both work under the same HR office.
Okay. And how many are in Pensacola that have been terminated at this point?
Oh, gosh, I don't have that breakdown.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. But in any case, ST went to Chile, recruited them, brought them here, what they thought was going to be a long-term engagement, and now they're saying that there's some problem with the visa and they're letting them go. What I don't really understand about this is that the consistent story from ST is we are dying to get employees. We can't find enough people to work here. It would seem like they're very motivated to keep – they've got way more business than they can service with the level of employees. That's why we're doing the whole training program with PSC. So do you have any understanding of what the problem is or why there's a – because it seems counter the story that we've been told.
There's several things that seem counter. In fact, some of the replies that some of the media have gotten about the firings is that they're actually trying to work on these visa issues. But and sorry, it gets a little bit in some weeds here, but that we've been waiting for official documents that say the last day of their employment. That date, according to their visa, they have to they have 60 days from that date to leave the country or possibly find another sponsor. They've got 60 days to work out their situation for their visa. Only seven of these 40 terminated employees received a letter of termination. So we had been asking for these documents, these letters for all the rest of the employees, because of this compliance that they have with their visas.
Right.
They never received them until after we went to see the city council.
Really?
That's when all of a sudden they all received a letter, and those letters actually say you may want to consult with your own immigration attorney because you're probably outside of status.
Wow. So they're being told these letters that they didn't get initially, they're being told now that they're in some kind of outside of status or in violation of the law, which as far as they know, that's not true. It would seem like ST would be motivated to help them get their renewals and, make this work, right?
It's not just motivation, but it's also their responsibility. The sponsor, the visa sponsor, is 100% responsible for their visa status and the cost as well.
Okay. Yeah. Which makes sense if you're going to be a sponsor. It makes sense that you take on those obligations because otherwise, why would the State Department, why would we grant the visas in the first place unless we knew there was some reliable party in the United States working to make this happen? That makes sense. Okay. So this is a big problem. It might become bigger as other people come up against maybe their year or against whatever is going on. These folks are struggling and suffering and trying to figure out what to do. Of course, again, we have this public-private partnership, which means that we all kind of have an interest in what ST is doing. They brought their families, they're adults, they're here, they're now trying to figure out what to do. What is the next step? I mean, it sounds like it's just basically at this point, we need to help these people stay fed and housed until we figure out what to do, but it seems kind of like a crisis. What do we do next?
So there was a few things that were going on. We first needed those letters. We finally got them, and they're not very kind. The second one, we had at least one employee who was not able to seek employment because there was an error on his immigration documents. Yesterday, hallelujah. Our local Border Protection Office helped us fix that.
Okay, good.
And so he is now able to seek employment. I do think that at the very least, these folks deserve some type of severance, because they were not given any kind of notice, and given the distance that they are from any kind of, you know, stability that they had before, they need some help with that, they at the very least should get assistance with job placement. And so I'm working with some of the like Escarosa, organizations like that might be able to help with that here, and hopefully the office in Mobile will also step in to see what they can do.
It occurs to me, do you know if there are any other countries from which workers are I just don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem to me like Chile would be the only place they would go, but do you know?
By this company?
Yeah.
Hired by this company currently? No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, they've got plenty.
Okay.
They got plenty of workers, so yeah, it's obviously a big endeavor to bring folks from another country.
Right.
But the odd thing that I'm seeing is that there's a few of them that have been offered jobs through a different type of visa, a J visa.
Okay.
That J visa, from what I can tell, is only for education.
Okay.
And so the idea that they could possibly be hired under this visa, I'm not sure where that's coming from. It doesn't make any sense to me, unless they're, you know, trying to say that they'd be working for this school the mayor's talking about. But I don't know that that's it's for the same jobs that they have. So
right.
This is very,
it's confusing.
Killer.
Okay, well, I mean, that's kind of what I had thought the story was, but I wanted to hear it directly from you and know the scope of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I'm going to, you know, try to reach out to ST and see if I can get any perspective from them, or at least understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I said it twice, but I'll say it again. Normally, you know, look, companies do things all the time. They make decisions that people find unpleasant. What makes this sort of a little bit more of an odd situation is because all of our taxpayer money is invested in making this project work, and it's not just that it looks like they might be mistreating people, may or may not be true, but if their whole project depends on them getting workers trained who can do the job of servicing these planes, that they say they have a massive number of planes to service, why on earth wouldn't we be keeping as many workers as we possibly can to take care of that? That just doesn't make any sense to me at this point. Grace McCaffrey, she's the president of Latino Media Gulf Coast. I'm sorry, Grace, did you want to say something else?
Yeah, just on a community, personal kind of level. You know, we've got 40 families that were abruptly terminated and left without any sort of income. They cannot work for another company, right?
Yeah.
They can't just pick up and find another job because of their visas are tied to this company. So last night we did some donations from Marcus Point Church actually helped yesterday, and another private donor. We got some food to some families and a little bit of, you know, help to get them food, keep food on their tables. They've got children, here. Some of them, most of them have teenagers.
Yeah.
And older children.
Which makes sense based on their professional development. So if people want to help, how can they get a hold of you?
If they want to give me a call, I'm at 850-494-7899. I'm very easy to find on Facebook as well. Most people just message me through there.
Okay. 494-7899 if you want to give Grace a call. Or you can find her on social media. It's very easy, Grace McCaffrey. Well, Grace, thank you for doing what you do in the community, keeping us informed, and also, you know, giving us an opportunity to help. And, I mean, hopefully we can find some answers and, you know, see what's going on and maybe make life a little bit better for these visitors from another country. Grace, thank you for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.